Welcome to Inside the NBA Today, where I give my opinion and support on the NBA today. I'm your host, Ben Singletary, and today we're going to take a step away from the NBA. Now, as you all may not know, I play basketball myself, and one day I do want to be in the NBA, but that's besides the point. I have been injured, and I like to tell y'all my story on it. So, actually, it was this school year. Last year, 2020. And I'm going to say November. So, I'm going to say around November, I played in a league, a fall ball league. A fall league with my team. Used to be. And I just got these nice shoes. I got these new nice shoes. They were curves. They were gold and black. And they look nice with our black uniform. I had just got them. I wore them to the game. And that was my worst game that whole season. Like, actually, that was the only time I had a bad game that season. And near the end of the game, it was close. I want to say it was close, right? Yeah, it was close. And my team needed me. And my ankles just gave up on me. So basically, I was running. And as I was running, my foot landed wrong while I was running. And I landed on the side of it. And I tried to get up and run on it. That did not work. And as you know, if like something happens like that to your ankle, do not take your shoe off. Tie it tighter and like wait till later to take your shoe off, because that as soon as you take it off, it is going to bruise and get swollen. So my coach take me out the game. He hurry up, he pull my shoe, my shoelace tight, and like hurry up, get back in the game. I get back in the game. I was able to finish the game, and we did win. But as soon as I took that shoe off and put on my Crocs, it was over. I couldn't walk. I limped. I dragged my foot all the way to the car. Dragged it. I couldn't even move it. Like, if I would move it a little bit, it hurt. Got home, I iced it, because next game was a playoff game. Next week was a playoff game I'm at. So that was the last game of the season, regular season. And if you lose in the playoffs, you're done. Like, you have no more games. You can't go to the championship. So I had to ice it for 5 days. By Thursday, I was good. So, I went out and I trained on Thursday. I trained at a place called CSP. You can get your speed, agility, and your strength up there. So, I went there. And the first hour is just speed and agility. Second hour, I go is strength. So, the first hour, we doing drills. And I was backpedaling with somebody behind me. I figured he would move because, like, why would you be standing behind me anyway? I'm trying to finish the drill. So I was backpedaling. And unfortunately, I had to, I sprained the other foot. Like, it felt the same way as it did that Sunday. Mind you, I already had the brace on my right ankle. I had the ankle brace on from when I had sprained it that Sunday at the game. And that Thursday when I went to CSP and I was back, but I sprained it. Like, I stepped on somebody's foot and my ankle twisted. And I tried to finish it. I couldn't. So I sat on the bench. I went to one of the trainers. I was like, I think I need to go home. He was like, what's wrong? All this. I told him what happened. Called my mom. I went home. I could not feel it. Like, it hurt. We had tacos that day. It's a funny story. We had tacos that day. And my mom was a little mad at me. So I had to do the ice bucket and all that by myself on my left ankle. Because she was already mad that I sprained my right ankle. And we had a playoff game. And I'm a big factor of the team. So the left ankle was now sprained too. So I didn't want to take the shoe off yet. Because I remember how bad that joint got swollen. We had tacos. I hopped. Already on the right spring leg, I hopped on that one, spring ankle. I hopped on that one leg all the way to the kitchen. Made me like 4 tacos. Came back to my room, ate the tacos. Then I took the shoe off and did the ice bucket. And that was the worst experience of my life. Because that Sunday, I ice bucket for Friday, Saturday. Oh, and Sunday morning, because we didn't leave till like 1 o'clock. It was in Baltimore. Our game was at like 4 or something. And I was bugging for those 3 days. Sunday, I could walk on it. I could jog on it. And even if I wasn't able to jog, if I could walk, I was going to play because I can't let my team down like that. So from that point, for like a whole 3 months. Yeah, like a whole 3 months. I played with 2 sprained ankles. That joint hurt. After every game, every tournament, I got a bag of ice, put it on my ankles when I wasn't playing. That was torture. No, that was torture. I'm not even going to lie. That was pretty bad. That was a bad experience. And what that experience taught me is when I play my basketball game, I don't play in low-top shoes. Because those Curry's, they look nice, but they didn't support my ankle at all. So once I was able to, actually, before the next fall ball game, actually, while I had sprained my ankles, I had 2 sprained ankles, I had went to the mall, got me a new pair of shoes. They were high-top. And then, like, a couple months later, I got me another pair. And they mid. So, now I got 2 pair that I can play in the game with. And then, those same curves I sprained my ankle in, I only practice in them. Because I, like, practice in them. And then I got some other different shoes. Another pair of Under Armour shoes. They're running shoes that I go in the gym. And when I'm not outside and I'm just doing running and stuff. So, yeah. And then I got another shoe for when I go to a gym. They mid too. So, basically, I got an outdoor shoe. That's the Curry's that I will never wear in-game again. I got another Under Armour shoe that's just for running. So, they don't need to be like, yeah. It's just an Under Armour shoe, regular Under Armour shoe. For when I go running or go to the weight room or something. Then I got a pair for in the gym. It supports my ankle. I don't know if I already said that. And then I got 2 game shoes that support my ankle very well. And they actually look pretty good too. So yeah. If you enjoy, I really hope y'all enjoyed this, man. I really enjoyed doing this. And I actually might continue with this and publish it on Anchor. So if you're watching this or you hear this, thank you for listening. And that was my first experience of injuries. I really haven't broken a bone or nothing. Just 2 sprained ankles at one time. I don't know if that's worse or not. That sounds pretty bad to me. But yeah, hope you enjoyed. I'm out.